As far as the desertification, land degradation and drought are concerned, delegations here are making a lot of progress on three fronts. The first one is land degradation natural world. The second one is the monitoring. The third one is the call for establishing a panel of scientists who would address the issue scientifically of desertification, land degradation, and drought. And I am happy that there is a good spirit to come up with an agreement on those three fronts, which will advance very much the implementation of the Convention to Combat Desertification.
What does desertification mean for, why does it matter for future generations?
Desertification is the loss of productivity of land due to two factors. One is the climate factor. The other is indeed the human factor. Desertification is defined in the Convention. It is a subset of land degradation and dry climate. And it matters for the future generations because desertification is eating up the arable land. If we take the extent of land degradation, we can say that many billions of hectares of land are lost every year, which is like the size where we can grow food. You know, by 2050, the population will reach 9 billion people. Where are we going to find a land where we grow food to feed 9 billion people unless we encroach on the forest ecosystems? And as you know, the dry lands are home to the half of the livestock of the whole world. The dry lands are also home to 44% of agricultural systems. So the dry lands hold the key for the future of the food security, water security, and energy security. So if we forsake those lands, the future generations will have difficult to survive.
Finally, World Day to Combat Desertification is on the 17th of June, and the theme is Healthy Soil Sustains Your Life. Let's go land degradation neutral. What's that mean?
It means that we must remind the public that if we don't watch over the health of our soil, we will be jeopardizing the future generation. We must be aware that soil is a very delicate resource. A soil takes millions of years to form, but it takes only one rainfall to wash it away. And so you understand that there is a need to ensure that we have soils which are healthy, which are capable of feeding the ever-increasing population, where we can grow food. So it matters very much. And I think the motto or the slogan of this year is let's go land degradation neutral. If we manage to stop land degradation or to balance the loss of land with the land we reclaim, we will then ensure food security, we will solve the problem of poverty, we will solve the problem of loss of biodiversity, we create carbon sinks, thus addressing climate change concerns. So in really one good policy at addressing the issue of soil loss or land degradation, we'll address several global policy challenges.